Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Remember those put a finger down challenges that were like trending on social media like ages ago? This is kind of one of those experiences. Put your hand up or put a finger down if you have said this week anything about you being stressed or anything about you being tired or anything about somebody frustrating you or anything about how busy you are. And finally, put your hand up or put a finger down if you have woken up at some point in the night thinking about your business this week. The mental toll that running a business takes on us is no joke. Everybody talks about the mental side of business from like the performance and the limiting beliefs and pushing out of your comfort zone. But not many people talk about the mental toll that it takes on you to run a business. The constant thinking about every single moving part and all the people whose jobs you hold in your hand. And then there are the unique challenges that come with working remotely. Yes, we get increased flexibility. Yes, our commute is from our bed to our desk. Some days it's just to the sofa. Some days we just stay in bed, right? But there are also some really unique challenges that impact our mental health. Without the structure that a physical office and regular working hours gives us, it can be really hard to feel like we're productive or doing the right things or, you know, delivering on time. Like, we have to motivate ourselves in a way that's really different from people in a traditional in the office kind of job. And working at home for us and our team, it can be much harder to switch off because your computer is just sitting there looking at you. Like, what if we just check Slack one more time before we go to bed? I did that last week. It was an absolute disaster. I checked it and like 4 hours later, my brain was still whirring with the thing that I'd read that I needed to deal with the next day. And then on top of it, you're not getting any of the bonuses of being in a physical office, that kind of friendship and connection and that camaraderie that we're all in this together kind of vibe that can be really motivating and sustaining. But the challenges that we face that can affect our mental health can also affect the mental health of our team. Our team might be feeling isolated. They might be struggling with work-life balance. They might be feeling stressed by a misunderstanding that happened in an email communication or a Slack communication. So when we talk about mental health, we're not just talking about how do we make everything less stressful for everyone, but also how do we create that environment that feels supportive? And when you're in a small business, the stakes of getting this right are really high. When your team are happy and healthy at work, there is tons of research to show that they're more engaged, they're more creative, they're more committed, they're better at problem solving, they're better at collaborating with each other, even with the physical distance. On the flip side, if their mental health isn't great, it can lead to decreased motivation, decreased engagement, decreased productivity, all of which hurt your bottom line, and all of which can be quite contagious. So yes, as the CEO and the business owner, you want to show up for your team because it is the right thing to do. You want to care about their mental health because you are a good person who cares about other people. But it is also a strategic move because it can really contribute to the long-term success of your business. So you want to be intentional about how you create your healthy work culture. You want to think about work-life balance. You want to be encouraging them to take breaks. You want to encourage them to turn off at the end of the day. You want to encourage communication where the team come together so that they don't feel so alone. They get to know each other. They can become friends. You want to create a really safe culture where people are able to say, my mental health is suffering without any fear of kind of judgment. You want to make sure that you are recognizing when they do something well and you're praising them in private and in public, right? That boosts morale and motivation for everybody. If you want to have a healthy culture in your business with a remote team, you want to make sure that people feel valued, that people feel supported, and that they feel part of something. They feel part of that community, part of that team. And one of the best ways to do this is to involve them in the decision-making process around what types of support they might want. What do they value the most? What do they need the most? This helps you to figure out what you want to do that's actually relevant and effective, but also shows them that this is a priority for you. And then you as a leader have to think about how you conduct yourself in terms of your health and wellness, right? So if you've got all those fingers down from the beginning, if you've said all of those things this week, you have to remember that you need to lead by example. You need to prioritize your own mental health so that everybody else gets the message that it's okay for them to prioritize theirs. Remember, when it comes to culture, people will hear what you say, but they will listen to what you do. What we're trying to do is create that environment where mental health is considered a critical component of success. So it's not win at all costs. It's win and win in a way that works for everyone. So how does your strategy promote the health and well-being of your team